What's up, lovely people? It's Tuesday, October 24th. Welcome to CNN 10, the best 10 minutes in news. I'm Coy Wire, and I am pumped for tomorrow's hashtag Your Word Wednesday. Follow me at Coy Wire on Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok, and put your unique vocabulary word in the comment section of my most recent post with your school, mascot, city, your teacher's name, and we'll choose one fun one to work into tomorrow's show. All right, ahead of Halloween, I've got some sweet stories for you, from trick-or-treat trends to the tale of Duke the dog, plus a spicy kicker. But first, we're digging into debt and deficit. Both are growing in the United States, but where do the national debt and deficit come from, and what's the difference? Here's CNN's John Sarlin with more.
America lives on borrowed money. That's why the terms debt and deficit get thrown around so much. Let's first start with our definitions. In a given year, a country will raise money through taxes and spend money on everything that a government spends money on. If it spends more than it takes in, the difference is called a deficit, and the government has to borrow money to pay for it. Now, this leads us to debt, and not just any debt, but the debt. The debt is the total sum a government owes. In other words, a deficit is your dirty dish from last night. The debt is your sink.
In the United States, our budget deficit has recently soared, reaching $1.7 trillion in the most recent fiscal year. That's a 23% increase from the previous year. To give you some perspective, the richest man in America, Elon Musk, is worth $180 billion, according to Forbes, nowhere near the U.S. deficit. How much is $1 trillion? Well, if you were to stack $1 bills on top of each other, 1 trillion of them would reach nearly 68,000 miles high. That would be into outer space, almost a third of the way to the moon. So what's happening? According to a lead U.S. economist, Bernard Yaros, more than 40% of the recent increase in our national deficit can be attributed to lower revenues from taxes. More spending on programs such as Social Security and Medicare also playing a part. As for our current national debt, it's well over $30 trillion. Check out this interactive article on CNN's website. Writer Tammy Luby compares U.S. debt to snow. Starting with this small snowball in 1922, it represents $408 billion. Over the years, the debt snowball kept growing, literally snowballing, passing $10 trillion in 1998 and $30 trillion by the end of 2022 as the U.S. government spent more money than it collected. The article puts that growing debt into perspective with this graph and breaks down the government's spending for the fiscal year 2022, $6.27 trillion, or about $1.38 trillion less than it collected. You can take some time to scroll through the article yourself to learn more about the deficit and debt. We'll leave a link under this episode on our YouTube channel. 10-second trivia. In addition to Halloween, which of these holidays will be celebrated next week? Columbus Day, Veterans Day, Dia de los Muertos, or Labor Day? Dia de los Muertos is a Mexican holiday extending over the first 2 days of November, and it honors the lives of deceased loved ones. Who's excited for Halloween? It's the most wonderful time of the year, and it's 1 week from today. I'm so excited, I candy hardly wait. I'm not gonna wear my mullet this year, though. If I'm creeping it real, this is one of my favorite looks. My costume this year is irresistible, though. A survey conducted for the National Retail Federation shows that the top costume picks this year for kids are Spider-Man, a princess, or a ghost. And for adults, a witch, a vampire, or Barbie. A majority of people said they will be handing out candy, and about half plan to dress up or decorate. The survey also found that Halloween spending could reach an all-time record high of $12.2 billion as more and more people are getting into the spirit, ready to party and trick-or-treat in full spooktacular pre-pandemic style. Booyah! Now it's time to meet another one of our CNN champions for change at a no-kill animal shelter that has the ambitious goals of rescuing every savable animal by the year 2025 and revolutionizing the way we treat and adopt shelter pets. That includes fur babies like Duke and the new best friend of CNN's Jim Acosta.
What you doing over here?
As Harry Truman once said, if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog.
I was coming out of my 7 or 8 years at the White House. I was suddenly burdened with some extra time on my hands, and I thought, hey, time to get a dog. This is Duke. He is my rescue dog that I got from Best Friends. He was found in Arkansas. His mother was in an abandoned home. A lot of the times with these rescue animals, they're coming out of pretty bad situations.
Traditional animal sheltering has been around for 150 years. The status quo was, we don't have a choice. It's a necessary evil in our society that we have to kill these animals.
Oh, does that feel good?
Best Friends really became the disruptor because they challenged the status quo.
Julie is a remarkable person. She started in 1996. She was employee number 17 here and became the CEO of this amazing organization. What they're trying to do is sort of transform the animal rescue pet adoption experience. Kanab, Utah, this is where Best Friends basically runs their operations here in the Southwest. It's a spectacular setting, and it makes it all the more welcoming and inviting as somebody who might be interested in adopting a pet. You can go and see pigs and goats and horses, and we saw dogs and cats. There were turtles and parrots and cockatoos. I felt like Dr. Doolittle.
What we do here at the sanctuary is so incredibly unique. So we are able to help animals that most other organizations couldn't.
These aren't throwaway animals. These are precious, sentient beings that deserve a second chance at life.
The Arkansas facility, can you describe that?
Bentonville was an opportunity to reimagine. You're walking into this bright, cool environment with a coffee shop and no cages. You can participate in that life-saving in a way that's very similar to something like an Apple store.
The Arkansas facility is important to me because that's where I got my pet from. When you look at who's going in there, you know, you see a lot of young people.
I want this one.
This is Ariana. She's 2 months old and 2 weeks. We've always been dog people. We just lost one and we really wanted to get another. It's like a whole experience, I think, when you come in here. You can just tell they want you and the dog to be taken care of.
You're trying to market this experience, trying to transform the way people think about pet adoption, that, oh, it's a cool place where you can go to pick up a pet. Back in 1984, when Best Friends got started, they tell us that there was something in the neighborhood of 17 million animals that were killed in this country. Now they're at about 378,000 last year, and Best Friends is the leader in that movement. They'd like to get to this place where the United States is a no-kill country, essentially, by 2025.
The benchmark for no-kill is 90%. Roughly 10% of animals that are entering America's shelters probably are too sick to be saved. So it's that 90% benchmark that we're after.
And you think it's possible?
Absolutely.
Are you showing off? Yeah.
For today's 10 out of 10, we're kicking things up a notch, or how about several million notches, on the Scoville scale. This little guy, called Pepper X, officially holds the Guinness record for world's hottest chili pepper. It rates 2.69 million Scoville heat units on average, and for reference, jalapeno peppers fall between 3,000 and 8,000 units. The Scoville scale was invented by pharmacologist Wilbur Scoville in 1912 to measure the spiciness of peppers and chilies, generally related to their capsaicin, the chemical that makes them spicy. Peppers are always so annoying. They get jalapeno business. It's time now for our shout out of the day. Coming in hot, Canyon City High School in Canyon City, Colorado. Go Tigers! You all know I love this part of the show, and we're about to make it twice as nice. You remember that our executive producer said that if our CNN 10 YouTube channel reaches 800,000 subscribers, I can start doing 2 shout-outs per show, and we're almost there. We just need not 1,000, not 2,000, you guessed it, 10,000 more subscribers, so let's go. Looking forward to seeing those hashtag Your Word Wednesday submissions at Koi Wire. I'm Koi, this is CNN 10, and you are awesome.